welcome to Liverpool Rumours podcast on a Carling Cup special. We'll be talking about the semi-final and we'll be talking about the up-and-coming final against Man City. With me joins... it's a good start already. We're flying. With me is Ed01 and a man called Wesley. And Wesley is a person who did... Well, I'll let Wesley introduce himself. So, Wes, fire away.
Greetings, everyone. I'm Wes. I'm basically the guy who did the characters for Ero1, Ero2, and Benny, with a great description from Benny. So if anybody wants to blame me, you can blame him. And yeah, I've been following the site since it was one site, and now I'm, I do more reading of the site than work, actually, during the day.
We can tell that from your drawings.
Yeah, at work, my boss kept on walking behind me and I kept on ducking.
Well, I got a question.
It's worth it, though.
Why did you draw Ed01 like you did when I said he looked like Leonardo DiCaprio?
Oh, yeah. Oh. I thought you said describe Leo in like 102 years' time.
Trissy, do you have any comment on your avatar?
I'm just too busy trying to stifle the tears. I'm too hurt by that.
Come on, I made you look handsome.
Nothing could catch the beauty of my physique and form as it naturally occurs. So I don't blame you for not being able to match it.
Did you see that lovely candy pattern jacket I gave you there?
Yeah, I was trying to remember why he said that, because I'm not used to wearing a coat, are you? I forgot, I was so bloody cold there. I was in a coat even though it was supposed to be warm.
Right, let's do this then. Semi-final, what did we make of it? We will go to you first, Wes, as our guest. You know, who shone for you, who didn't, I guess.
Who shone for me? That's a hard one to say. I have to give props up to Mingele, though, even though I have a lot of moaning to give him most of the time. But he got us through eventually. I have to admit, when we went into penalties, I had a minor heart attack. Who else, eh? Nobody really completely stood out. Saka did well.
What about Joe Allen?
Joe Allen, he moved the ball around quicker than I saw anybody else do it on the field, to be honest. At least he was, one-touch move.
True. I like Joe Allen, personally. I was actually begging for him to come on. No one seemed to be calm on the ball in midfield. And that, that was half our problem. We literally lost the midfield battle. And I know Klopp talked about it being, long ball to Crouch. But Trissy, I feel we lost a lot in midfield anyway.
Yeah, but that's because they kept bypassing it. And then when we got it there, they were just stifling us by throwing everybody at us and not giving us any time at all to sell.
Well, for the first 10 minutes, we played like long balls.
Well, because we had to miss it out. That was the problem. We ended up, we were having to hit it long because there was nobody in midfield showing.
Yeah,
being swarmed.
Far too many long balls were trying to get Firmino away. And Firmino is quick, but he's not sort of James Vardy sort of pace, is he? Yeah.
Our first touch has been letting us down.
Yeah, that's true. That was poor.
That whole game, I didn't see one player with a good first touch.
Mignolet.
That's why I was, while you were sat there screaming for... Alan, I wanted to share a run because I just thought that game would have crying out for him.
That's because you fancy him.
Well, yeah, but, you're just jealous.
Well,
I think you got a crush on Alan there, though, Benny.
Who wouldn't?
He loves the beard.
Yeah, the long hair and the beard.
I don't. It tiggles when he kisses me. I told him to shave it. Let's have a look at the first half. I'm trying to think of talking points in the first half.
Offside goal.
Is that the only thing? No, I was gonna leave that to last, you know. But
it was in the match, wasn't it? So that's it. That's the only talking point, really.
I guess, to be honest.
I guess so. Okay.
Well, the beginning when it was a tennis match between the two girlies.
What about the incident where Walters got in? Because he's come running down the right and then just cuts across, and Moreno doesn't go with him. And the bigger disappointment, Moreno not going with him, Moreno doesn't shout Sacco that he's coming.
Moreno was just appallingly bad.
The last two games, he hasn't been too great.
Yeah, he's getting worse rather than better.
Yeah, I've noticed that.
Yeah.
It's his constant trying to get up the field as early as possible. It's causing absolute havoc. I mean, Walters was having a field day. It's just not clever play. It's literally, as soon as we get the ball, he's on his way. And then, because we can't hold the ball up well anyway, as soon as they counter, he's out of position. A hell of a lot. I mean, it's the reason he gave away a penalty at Norwich. It's the reason that Stoke actually got their goal. They could have had another if Sacco didn't block Walters' shot. So the goal, what do you make of the goal, Trissy?
Well, it was just an awful bit of work by the linesman. I mean, at what point was Arnautovic onside? He hadn't been onside for about 10 minutes. How did they not see it? I just keep hearing we were lucky to go through from Stoke fans and that, talking about Nemesia, how lucky Liverpool were. But we would have gone through without needing the extra time and penalties if the linesman had been decent.
Mm. That certainly wound me up about Mark Hughes saying he deserved to go through because they're better than us. But we absolutely demolished them at their ground. And is it not a two-leg tie?
I think he was... They weren't good either.
No, they're better than us. Let's not kid ourselves. They made more dangerous opportunities.
I don't think over two legs, though. That first leg, we pretty much had them.
Yeah, we obliterated them. They didn't touch the ball in the first leg. So, you know, it's a two-legged tie.
You've got to look over at two legs.
There's no logic in Mark Hughes saying they deserve to go through because they're better than us in one game. It's a two-legged tie. And, you know, he got it wrong. He got his tactics wrong. What do you make of his tactics for this game? I don't really like him as a manager. But he played the crouch card. You know, it's a different front line. Well, there was no Shaqiri, was there? He played in the first leg. So it went different, and it worked, didn't it? You got to say fair play, Mark Hughes, on that, Wes.
Yeah, I would agree with that. I didn't see Crouch coming on, to be honest. He hasn't played the last few games for them, so it was a surprise for me.
What do you make of it, Trissy?
His legs were gone completely by the end, and they were still, you know, when he was still on there, and you're thinking, just get him off, he's dead, he's going to hurt himself. But yeah, I mean, it worked to a degree. It would have worked better if Crouch wasn't such a moron. I mean, he's constantly grabbing people. He's a foot taller than everybody else on the pitch.
Oh, yeah.
They're not going to beat him in a header. So why does he have to grab them, stick his arms on their shoulders and stuff? They can't jump as high as he's taller to start with.
He used to wind me up so much at Liverpool, the fouls he gave away.
He's just a moron. He really is. I know people think he's a nice guy, but I'm sorry. He's got great touch and that, but he's a moron. So he could be he could have been a fantastic player for us, but he messed it up by all those constant fouls, and now he's even worse now he's getting old.
Mm. Still love him, though.
No,
not as a player, as a bloke. I think he's brilliant.
Yeah. I saw that one interview when he was asked if he was, what was he going to be if he wasn't a footballer, and he said virgin.
Like Trissy. He's not a footballer neither.
Exactly.
Okay, right, so that's the first half basically covered. Offside guy, he was never onside, so how the Lino got it wrong, it's beyond anyone. Especially, you
was
know, lines.
The game? That's
who... Well, I'll just going to ask you whilst we're on the subject. I mean, obviously, last night in the League Cup, another, you know, awful decision from a linesman.
Mm-hmm.
What do you make of linesmen at the minute?
And he won't get relegated or anything. He'll just carry on. Who was it? I watched a game. Was it Darren Cannon that game?
Beats me.
Was it? I can't remember. They keep going on about he did the World Cup and he's this great one, and they all follow his when he's given decisions, even when he's miles away. I'm thinking, but he's truly awful. I mean, his decisions tend to be just rubbish. So why they're all deferring to him, I don't understand. Linesmen are awful in this country.
Do they really are? Us?
No, they just get. They can get demoted off the Premier League. You know, the Premier League ladder and used for the go down to the Championship and that, but they're still earning a good whack. Yeah. And that's it. They'll just be brought back up the following week.
Don't they? They have a basic pay per annum and then they get paid per game on top, don't they?
Yeah. Yeah, so they're still getting, you know, it's hardly a penalty. Is it? You know what I mean? It's just ridiculous. It's about time they got rid of them. They just, you know, got rid of the ones that aren't good enough. There's far too many of them.
Should be a penalty point system, like on a driving test. Yeah, you get so many minors, you know, you've got to go back to referee school.
Yeah, that's a good idea, that.
Not bad, is it? Should I work for the FA?
That's a good idea, that's a bit of a shock.
I'm not corrupt enough to work for the FA.
That's true. See, maybe a bit of work and you might make FIFA one day, like, but...
Right. Okay, let's move on to the second half. Nothing of note. Anyone help me out?
No. Alan coming on.
Alan, super Alan.
Yeah, he's done well in the last two games as well.
Yeah, surprised he didn't start last night, the other night.
I can see why he didn't. He's much better. When he comes on against them, they're tired. So the fact that he lacks any kind of pace whatsoever means that he's not left chasing after them and getting caught out because they're, you know, they're starting to tire, so they're not running as quick.
I wouldn't say he's slow.
Yeah, I have to admit, he did look fast last night.
I don't think he's slow.
He's not quick at all. He's quite slow.
Yeah, but he's not slow. He's not quick, but I wouldn't say he's slow. He's nippy. Like
he's not Skirtle.
He's not Skirtle slow, but he's not Danny Sturridge quick.
Yeah. Just he's slow enough that he's not as quick as, like, the, you know, the coming. He's not Lucas.
I definitely thought he should start though. I mean, that midfield three, it just offers hard work, and that's it. Because people will shoot me because no one seems to be having a go at Henson, but I thought he was the worst player on the field. I asked a question before on a podcast, I think, or it might have been a private chat, in what does he offer?
He's a good player. He offers good passing range and stuff, but he's just not playing well at the moment. He's got an injury he's carrying that's really struggling.
Why is he playing?
You know what I mean?
Does he still have that same injury that he had earlier?
Yeah, it's never going to fix it. It's not going to go away, so...
What is this injury? Because I actually think I have it.
Heel.
I think, heel. See, I have this thing where after a while, if I don't wear the right boots, and it is normally football boots, pain in the muscle in the middle of the foot makes you feel like you're walking on a razor blade. And when I saw some analysis of Henson's injury, and it seemed quite similar, what is it called again? Do you know?
I can't remember what it's called.
Do you know what the actual problem is?
It's, oh, God, I'm going to have to look it up now. You're going to make me look it up. I can't remember what it is now. So I just remember it's in the... Somebody described it brilliantly on the site for the week.
Yeah, there's a few people, weren't there, talking about it. That might have been worth it.
Yeah.
But can you not wear insoles or something? Cause I think it's a muscle problem, isn't it? Or tendon
all he can
problem,
do basically is it's always going to be there. They could just, you know, get through it rather than get him rid of it.
But that's no.
But
ease,
does that make
it?
Him a? Does that make him a better, like a worse off player from now on out, though?
Well, it can affect him until he gets. It's something like that. You can get used to it. Look at Paul McGrath. Remember him?
Nope.
He used to play for Villa at the time, and Man United and teams like that, at Republic of Ireland, he couldn't train because his knees were so bad. He could barely walk. He literally could barely walk. And yet, he could play a full 90 minutes and be the best player on the pitch every time. He's one of the best defenders I've ever seen in my life. But he could barely walk without off the pitch because his knees were such a mess and it caused him such pain. But you put him on a pitch and he was fantastic. He's just an incredible player. I mean, you just get used to, you know, as you get used to it, you just get used to dealing with the pain and it stops becoming something you notice when you're, you know, you concentrate on the game and you switch it off and it, you can just go through it. That's the hope anyway.
Yeah, let's hope that, Joe.
Fair enough. Are you Googling it right now?
No, I was just trying to think of it. Oh, anyway, let's go on. Yeah, he didn't have a good game, but he wasn't the worst. Moreno was clearly the worst.
Okay, let's go on then. What do you want to go on to? Well, I guess we go at extra time. There was nothing really to know in extra time.
It's just a penalty shootout. Good to see Skirtle celebrating afterwards, just because it meant he wasn't on the pitch, celebrating in the box. But yeah, it was nice to see him celebrate, to be fair, you know what I mean?
It was good
that Midgley and Allen were the ones that won us the game as well.
Mingala get a bit of a reprieve from you, Ed?
I mean, he did well, saved the penalty. So it's any save in a penalty shootout, no matter how easy it looks from outside, is a bonus because really, you know, it's pot luck, isn't it? So you got to say well done to him. Didn't have a particularly good game, though, it must be said, up until then. His kicking was terrible again. He was back to his usual, putting it into the stands. And that's, I was glad to see him start throwing it out. When he realised that, he was rolling it and throwing it after his kicking went off. So that was good. I was impressed that he didn't just carry on kicking it like he used to. But yeah, I mean, he saved the penalty. He got us through. Well done. But
yeah, deserves a pat on the back, but that's about it.
You need to do it every week.
It's not going to make him a world-class goalkeeper, is it?
No.
You know.
No, it's like when Dudek did the jelly legs and won the Champions League. Does that make him a world-class keeper? No, it means he had one good moment, you know what I mean? He wasn't a bad keeper, don't get me wrong, but that on its own doesn't make you a world-class, does it? One good performance in a penalty shootout. Just hope it gives him confidence and he steps up his game for the rest of the time now.
That's the only thing we can hope is a confidence thing.
Yeah, against West Ham, I'm hoping you pull through.
Because I want to see him flapping the ball in, out for corners again, like he did. Which game was that? The one before? That was the Norwich game, wasn't it? Where he flapped it out for a corner and they scored from it.
Why does he always try and either flap it or like punch it out when the ball comes in? I never see him trying to catch it.
And some of it, like that one he flapped at Norwich, it was perfect to catch. I don't know what he was doing. Because if he doesn't catch it, the thing is as well, this is what I don't understand with keepers punching it nowadays, is 9 times out of 10, if they fail to catch it, they get a free kick. You know, if they fluff a catch, the referee thinks, oh, they must have been fouled and gives them a free kick anyway. So they may as well take the chance, mightn't they?
I get you.
They get so well protected, there's just no point in doing anything else, really. It's madness.
Why has Ward not got a chance yet?
Yeah, it's silly to bring him back and then not play him when he was playing week in, week out.
I was really hoping to see him on the Exeter game.
He couldn't play in the Exeter game.
No, what did Wesley say?
He said the Exeter game. He couldn't play in it.
I want to hear Wesley say it again.
Exeter game.
Oh, that weren't as funny as the first time.
Yeah, I know.
You're laughing at his accent.
I kind of corrected myself there.
Oh, I've had a nightmare. I've just lost something really small. I found it.
I'm not going to say anything. But
no. You're disgusting. No, bloody... Elise had our watches readjusted And I've just found out that the link, the pin, ain't gone through the far side. So I've managed to bang it out with a screwdriver. And now I'm trying to put it back in.
Yeah, cause I just don't think we needed to know all this.
I think
it's necessary for the podcast.
If I seem a bit distant, that's what's going on. Talk amongst yourselves for a minute.
Yeah, this is really exciting for the listeners, yes.
Talk amongst yourself for a minute. I've got to sort this.
So what are we going on to? Because we've done the penalty shootout, well done.
Tell us what you think of the final. What's going to happen in the final?
I think Man City will come out to attack us and we'll go out at them like we did at City.
We've got a good record against City, though, at least.
I don't make predictions on scores. I had to stop myself doing any kind of predictions. But we always lose when I do something like that, so I don't want to do that, any kind of prediction. But I think it'll be a good game, though. Really fast-paced. Because both teams will be up for that.
They've got a few quicker players than ours at the moment, so...
Because Sterling hurt Klein or Flanagan. That's the question.
Likely to miss it, isn't he?
That's a blessing in disguise. I know we shouldn't wish that upon anyone, but that is a blessing in disguise.
I don't know. I'm not that impressed with what he's done.
Do you know what? I started the season thinking, why are you paying this money? What makes him so talented? He's not rapid. He's not an aerial threat. He's not muscular. But he's a very good player.
Yeah, he's a very good player, but he's not a £60 million player. I just think they've spent all their money they spend. It seems to be badly spent.
Look at where they are.
But when they've spent the money they've spent, you're talking £1 billion, they should be walking away with it like PSG are doing or Bayern Munich are doing.
Hmm.
The money they're spending, they should waltz away with the league every season, and they're not. They're struggling. I mean, Leicester and Arsenal are above. And they're up there with them, like, and Arsenal spent, what did they spend? Bugger all, again. £10 million this summer, and, you know, they've spent £110 million on two players.
True.
I just don't think they're spending their money well. At all. And you look at their...
Not as good as us, anyway.
What the hell? Yeah. We're pros at us.
I want to hear a score prediction from you, Ed.
Oh, not a chance in hell, you know that.
Come on.
Because it's bad luck. So I can't do. I've tried predicting against this, thinking, well, that'll bring us luck, but we still lost. So I don't do predictions.
Do you want some good news?
No, not really.
Oh, I've got the pin back in, but I lost a rubber that goes around the bit of the strap. Right, okay.
I'm really glad.
The listeners were worried, okay?
Yeah,
I had to update them.
I'm happy for you.
What's happened with your pin? Now you've left the cliffhanger, your rubber bit.
Yeah, like on the end, like to cover it all. It has like a soft rubber bit. I can't find it. But I'll just take it off one of the links he took out. That's fine. Everyone, don't worry. I'll sort it. I'm glad that's out of the way.
I'm sure
there's anybody on the page that can give him advice?
Yeah. Does anyone a watchmaker?
I still have a watchmaking kit.
Oh, here we go, Snorefest. What are you talking about watch on podcast for?
That person started it.
Oh, that was close. That was close. We would have to stop and re-record it everything.
No. Anyway, shall we carry it?
Well, we've done the game, haven't we? And we've done the final.
What's your prediction,
Benny? My prediction? I think we're going to smash them.
We're going to smash them.
Okay. Smash them. I think because when they want to turn up, when we do turn up, we can be deadly. And I think the way they play, they'll go to attack us, and I think it'll be their downfall. If they stifled us and played on the counter, I don't know why counter had a pause in the middle then. But they will hurt us and they will do us over. What do you reckon? Hello?
Go on, Wes.
Have we lost Wes? We might have lost Wes.
Have we lost him?
Hold on, we are trying to get the call back. Wes, what you done?
It's probably, he's broke it.
It's probably a goatee of his.
Well, you do like a beard. He's probably grown it specially.
He probably thought we were going to be on video. I'm calling him back.
Yeah.
Mind you, I've got a red signal right now. Professional as always. Professional as always.
I know. Is this still recording?
Yeah.
Oh, God. What do we talk about? What we,
let's sing a song.
About now, then?
Let's play like a on hold tune until he gets back. He's totally disconnected. Call dropped.
Or we could sing the Luis Garcia song in honour of him signing for Central Coast Mariners.
He's still playing football, is he? Oh,
he's just retired. No, he's retired. He's come back out of retirement to join Central Coast Mariners in the A-League.
What a legend.
He came on and apparently came on and was the star, like, but he came on as a sub, like, desperate to get a match fit.
When we get Wes back on, let's just totally wind him up.
Yo, Luis Garcia will be match fit by then.
What shall we do to wind Wes up?
Danny Ings will be back by then.
What we'll do, Trissy, when he comes back on, we'll tell him we've got to start again and I'll get him to introduce himself again. Okay?
That's cruel.
Okay, brilliant. It's recalling him now. I don't know if it's going to connect. Oh, he's offline.
Oh, what's he done?
The Wi-Fi must not be too good in South Africa.
So what are we going to talk about while we wait?
I don't know. Should we slag off his cartoons? No, cool failed. He's offline. Wes, sort it out, man.
He's so fed up, he's gone offline. You talked about your bloody watch.
He was sick of it, weren't he?
He slammed down the phone in the temple.
His laptop. Smashed the screen.
Yeah, whatever. Whatever.
Okay, what can we talk about, time filler?
Sebastian Quater has left Sunderland.
Yeah.
Portugal, the loan period.
With
a view to Dubai.
What's the club name?
Sporting.
Sporting Lisbon?
You're going to say Lisbon, but there's no such thing. It's Sporting Club de Portugal.
Oh, why don't you just get off your high horse?
Annoys me, though, because it's
that's
not
right.
Lisbon.
That's all right. Don't worry, I'll get you a stepladder to get off your horse.
Craig Roddins joined Sligo Rovers. Sligo. I don't know how you pronounce that. It's in Ireland, anyway.
Where's Suso? Let's talk about Suso, your love child. Where's he?
I've no idea. You know what it's like when you've got these, you know, these extra kids. You just let them go, like...
What, from your basement?
Yeah, eventually. We could talk about the presidential candidates, FIFA presidential candidates. I know you're really excited about the election coming up on the 26th
of
February.
I'll be honest, I'm not really too bothered about it.
I don't know why, because they're all, you know, there's such a big range of choice. I mean, you've got Jerome Champagne, who was Sepp Blatter's advisor. So, you know, he's obviously going to be totally different from Sepp Blatter. And you've got Infantino, who's close ties to Blatter and Pratini. You got that Tokyo sex whale. What a great name that is. Actually, Wes would probably know all about him because he's South African, isn't he?
He is. Oh, he's back online. Okay. All right, you ready? Let's do this. I was just setting up a quiz for you as well. I thought we could do a quiz in the intro.
While we're waiting, like, filling time, we're really getting desperate.
I'm back.
Hey, Wes. Oh, mate.
Thank God for that. We've got to start again.
We have to actually do it all again, mate, the way the recording thing works.
Are you joking?
We're ready. We've got it saved up until we've done the introduction and that, so we just you just do you, you know, introduce yourself, and we'll cut that back in from there.
Oh, I'm so sorry, guys.
Just go from introducing yourself. Pretend he's introduced you, and go from there.
Okay. Give me a mark on that.
Yep. Okay. Just hold fire. Let's just do a sound check on you again, mate, okay?
Okay.
Why don't you tell us what you had for breakfast?
Bacon, egg, cheese.
Again?
For some...
Well, again, yeah, I had it twice.
Greedy.
I can't help it, eh?
Just say hello.
Hello.
Again?
Is it hello. Me you're looking for?
Hold on, Trissy.
Say
it again, mate.
Hello.
One more time.
Hello.
Okay, one more. That should be it.
Okay, are you taking the piss now?
No.
Hello.
Yep, that's perfect. Right, I'm going to cue you in. Okay. And I'm just going to introduce yourself. With something like "Hi, I'm Wes," or, you know, and just lead off from there.
Yeah.
Okay. Right. 10, 9, 8, 7.
Left door.
6, 5, 4, 3, 2.
Hey guys, I'm Wes.
No, not yet, mate. Hold on.
I'm going to kill you.
Wait, right. When it counts sort of like 2 seconds after I've said three, okay, and then go.
Okay.
5, 4, 3.
Hey guys, it's Wes.
No, it's my fault. Hold on. Right, ready? When I say go, you just go, okay?
Okay.
Go.
Hey, I'm Wes, the guest and the guy who did the caricatures for Era 1, 2, and Benny. What's so funny?
Why are you laughing, Tristan? Now we have to do it again.
Sorry.
I know he's done it once already, but just be professional, man. I know we've already heard it, but we've got to do this. Right, when I say... Wes, when I say go, Tristan, be quiet, please.
Okay.
Sorry, I'm terrible for just corpsing.
Go.
Hey, it's Wes. guest on... Oh. Start again. Stop it.
Oh, I can't do it no more. We're still recording, Wes. Don't worry about it.
We never stopped.
We never stop recording, Wes. It's fine.
Are you joking?
No. Oh, no, this podcast's still going, mate.
Okay. No, fair enough. Hi, guys.
Welcome back.
Yes.
Oh, that was worth it. That filled some time.
I feel, I've got the confidence of Mingale right now.
And the ability.
Oh, where was he up to anyway then, before he got disconnected?
Can't remember now, crap.
Hold on, I'm going to need you to do the introduction one more time.
I knew that was happening, you know that, I knew that was happening.
No, you didn't, because you kept doing it.
I know they're taking the piss.
I knew you were playing me, really. Honest. That's why I was just going along with it for the laugh.
Yeah. He's going to cry after we've finished off it.
Yeah, I'm
really, in the shower.
I've deleted my bookmark for the site. Deleted my profile as speaker right now.
Just thought of something. You never said what your account name is.
Yeah.
It's Mr. W. Jonesy.
Mr. W. Jones.
And then I'm on the conspiracy site as Mr. Jonesy.
Why is there no W? Is
it? Yeah, I know. It's quite a shifty technique I've got there.
It's not really a dev, no, it's the same person, would they?
I miss Frankie Scouser, though. I wonder what happened to him.
Frankie Scouser? I thought he was still on there.
No, I haven't seen that guy in ages.
Oh, right.
God, no. Right, let's move on anyway. We talked the semi, we talked the final. Is there any other news?
Didn't we already do this? Oh, we were talking about while he was gone, weren't we?
Talk about what? Yeah. Basically, yeah. So, unless we got any other news, I can't think of anything.
I'll tell you what we have got to talk about. The Teixeira interview.
Okay, yeah.
Go talk about that, haven't we? I mean, that's kind of like, you know, that's a big thing. I take it you saw that, Wes?
Yeah, I did, eh? I saw you posted it the other night.
Yeah, what did you think of it?
I don't want to get my hopes up, because I've got my hopes up lots of times before, and yeah. But
so you were just excited?
He seems, funny enough, there's like a half and half there, because he seems like a really cool guy. He's happy to play with the players that he knows already at the club. But then again, a player who's professional wouldn't do something like that against his club he's playing for at the moment.
That was my thought. I was just really disappointed, and I don't want us to sign him now, because I just think it shows a bad attitude to me.
I've thought of something out. Yeah, I don't think it showed a bad attitude. I thought it was very refreshing to see an honest person. He's not betraying the Ukrainian club. They know he wants to leave for better football. They know they're not the best in the world.
But it's nice to have respect, though.
I think it was a respectful interview. He wasn't moaning. He wasn't slagging anyone off. He wasn't he wasn't doing a Sterling, I'm not playing, unless you say.
But if it was one of our players that did that,
I'd say fair enough, at least he's being honest.
How different was it from the one that Sterling did?
Sterling's different. Sterling refused to go on a tour. Sterling refused. You know what I mean? He's out there in Brazil. He wouldn't have done that if he's trying to get a check. Yeah, he refused to go to the tour. So, okay. Yeah, I mean, because he wanted to stay behind to do a deal. Teixeira, he's gone off to Brazil, no problem for their winter training camp. I think it's completely uncomparable. They're in Florida, aren't they? Oh, sorry, did I say? Oh, he is Brazilian, sorry, yeah.
But, yeah.
I mean, he's gone off there. They've asked him questions. He said, look, you know, he likes Coutinho and Firmino. He's been playing with him since he's 10. I don't think it's disrespectful to Ukrainian club. The Ukrainian club will be getting the money they want anyway, you know, either now or in the summer.
They don't want the money, they want the player.
Let's be honest, I mean, you'd do half a job in the Ukrainian league.
Yeah,
they can replace him, I'd probably, you know. Then they,
I don't know, I'm just a little uncomfortable with players doing things like that.
I thought it was refreshing. I bet it's better than being a snake and doing it behind everyone's back.
But would you be happy if you came to us and then did it to go to Barcelona?
Exactly.
Well, I'm a realist. I know we'd only be a stepping gap for him. He'd probably be with us 2 years max, if he played well.
If he plays well and we win things, then he'd surely stay.
Well, yeah, there's that. But if he plays well on his own and we don't win things, he...
Like Vardy and Mahrez, do you think they're going to stick around at Leicester?
No, they'll be gone in the summer.
Not for long. I don't know. I think Vardy might stay a while. Because they're going to invest big style.
Yeah, but Vardy's not getting any younger.
Yeah, he's 29.
Exactly.
Isn't he? Yeah, exactly. He's so cool. Who's going to pay the money?
They'll pay money for him.
Not convinced anyone will pay the money Leicester would want.
Get a good 3 years out of him, and then his pace will dwindle off and he'll become average again. But he'll see that, you know, he wants to make it to the top. Look where he's come from.
Do you think he's a flash in the pan?
No, because he come off the boil, but he was still picking up the odd goals. Do you know what I mean? after his little run, he come off the bubble for a bit, but he's still picking up the goals. And that, to me, is a sign of a player that will be constantly dangerous.
Do you not think it's just the way they play suits him perfectly? And if he went to somebody who didn't play to suit him, he would be up as...
Nope, I think he could do...
If he went to, say, us, I just don't think he'd be as good. And he certainly wouldn't do score as many for Man United because he wouldn't get a chance. Never see the ball.
The thing is, I think he's a decent player. And his pace is absolutely ridiculous. And he's clever. He knows how to use it, unlike Theo Walcott.
No, I'm just asking the question rather than I'm saying.
Well, my answer is I think he'll always be a dangerous player until he hasn't got the technical ability to cover himself when it's 32, 33. Not by a long shot. But whilst he's got this pace...
Surely defenders will as well work him out after...
Yeah, that's what I'm wondering.
Yeah, but you can't work out a leg-for-leg race. As long as you've got the right service coming from behind.
Yeah, but if you're, as you get used to it, you know where he's going to make his runs, when he's going to make his runs, and you know when to drop and cover.
Well, yeah, none of us can comment on the intelligence of Vardy, because we don't watch him week in, week out. He might be totally unpredictable with his runs. He might be always one up on the centre-back.
That's one advantage of being out here. I get to watch every game in the Premier League.
And have you watched every Leicester game?
I've watched every game in the Premier League. It's on all the time, the TV. The only time I switch it off now is when I'm doing a podcast or I'm sleeping.
Or taking a dump.
No, it's still on. I just turned the sound out while I'm in the room.
Yeah.
There's always games on it.
I think Vardy will go. He won his dream move. And he'll definitely go if they win the Premier League, because that will be a flash in the pan.
God, yeah. Wouldn't you love it if Leicester won it, though?
I'd be amazed and happy.
Yeah.
That'd be great for football, that would.
Yeah.
Definitely. I've set some up here to take us up to the hour mark.
Is it your watch?
No. It's better. It's better.
Have you fixed your watch? Because we're still waiting to find that out.
We fixed the watch. Yeah. It's all great. I'll find a rubber thing later.
That's okay. That's a great relief. Because I was getting nervous there.
What we got to do now... It's a new thing I'm starting. It's a bit like Pop Master, but it's...
Is it which of these is a real Brazilian football player?
No, it's different. You are going to play against Wesley in this week's Liverpool Rumours Quiz of the Week.
I'm screwed already then.
Can you beat... you're basically the beast, like on The Chase, you know. And it's going to be people trying to beat you. So.
I've never seen The Chase.
You liar.
I haven't.
I love The Chase. Wesley, would you like question pack A or question pack B?
What the hell's going on?
We're having a quiz. A. Okay.
Wouldn't you just say that?
A for Alan.
A for Alan. Don't blame you. Let's do this. Okay. The first question to Wes. From which club did Liverpool sign Sotirios Kyriakos in 2009? 5, 4, 3.
Don't let him Google it.
2. Olympiacos. 1. AEK Athens. That is no points for Wes. Now it's time for the chaser.
What?
Tristan.
Is that me?
Yeah.
yeah, I think that too, yeah.
Right.
Which club did Paul Walsh join when he left Anfield? 5.
Join? Oh,
4,
God.
3, 2.
I can't remember whether we bought 1. Him from Spurs or something. Spurs.
You're out of time.
I said Spurs.
You was out of time. Did you not hear the countdown?
No, I wasn't listening.
Wow, you got to listen to the countdown.
I can't switch off when you speak.
You got to listen for the countdown. The answer was Spurs, but I'm
like
afraid you are out of time. So
I was right, but I'm not going to get it because you're a cheat.
Because you're out of time. I can't give you all the time in the world. I shall just Google it. So that is no points. It was Spurs for the listeners.
I should have Googled it. Oh, my God. Googled it in 5 seconds.
Shame, give him 5 more seconds for his edge.
No, I'm going to give you... No. I'll have to give you 3 Please. Seconds now if you're trying to Google.
No, I was just thinking I could have Googled in that time anyway. But yeah, go on.
Wes.
It's because I'm winning.
Bill Shankly was one of how many brothers who went on to play professional football? Ooh. 5, 4, 3, 2, 3. It was 5. I'll give you a hint. With the countdown. That is 0
points. You
have to
say Bill Shankly without saying great before it.
I said sir.
That's all right then. As long as you've put it on horrific, we'll let you off.
Right. Here you go. Oh, we should do a name that year, like on Pop Master. But I don't know if I'll find another one. Here we go, then. Who did Liverpool beat in the semi-finals of the 2007 Champions League?
Semi-finals?
5,
oh, God.
4, 3, 2, 1.
I can't remember the AC Milan, but I can't remember the semi.
It was Chelsea. 0 points. God. This is not going well for 2 Liverpool fans.
No. This is a bit embarrassing.
Wesley, your 3rd question. What, by former Liverpool midfielder Charlie Adam, were valued at 10 million by Alex Ferguson?
Oh, that was just corners.
Yes! There's a point.
Yeah!
Point for Wiz.
Woo!
He's going to beat the beast. Here we go. Tristan, are you ready?
Yep.
Who did Liverpool's Jimmy Traore score an own goal against in the FA Cup? Is that your final answer?
Yeah.
It's a question right for the chaser. He gets one step closer. Well done. Okay, 4 out of 5 question. I'm trying to find what an easy one. No. Right. Steven Gerrard replaced who as Liverpool captain in 2003?
Hippier.
That's correct again, Wes. Right.
An easy one.
Right, Tris, calm down in the green room.
Oh.
You just had an easy one.
I know.
Okay. I'll give you an easy one. Which period of time did Rafa Benitez manage Liverpool? I'll give you 10 seconds on that, because you got to think.
From when to when?
Yes.
He's just counting you for more seconds.
2004.
Till.
And.
5.
Till.
4.
2011.
Oh, you're 1 year out.
You 2010, get, isn't it?
Yes. You get the 1 year.
And he said that as well. That's why I knew it would be 2010. Because I changed my mind.
You get the 1 year out quest T-shirt. Right.
Is that like Dusty Bin?
Dusty Bin?
Oh, what? You don't know 3-2-1?
No.
Ah, I'm
doing
in his
Pop Master now. By Radio 2.
Oh, Dusty Bin was the legend.
The final question's worth double points. So, if you get this, you can't lose, Wes. Are you ready?
Okay. Well, last question, okay. I'm ready for it.
Against which team did Emelyn Hughes make his Liverpool League debut March 1967?
Oh.
5, 4, 3.
Spurs.
Is that your final answer?
Yes.
It's Stoke.
Oh.
Nay, mine. So, Tristan, if you get this right, you win. The chase.
No, but I've already won up on him. Oh, he's catching me.
You get double points, don't you? For the final question.
Ah.
So you've got 2 points overall. Tristan's got 1. 3 wrong answers and a right one. So.
I'm wrong, you just didn't give me time.
Wow. I can't give you time.
No, okay. I didn't get enough time. So I didn't get it wrong. I was just too slow. just pointing that out, that's all.
Okay. And which... Oh, you're going to love this one.
Oh, God.
In which position did Liverpool finish in the league table at the end of the 1933-34 season, finishing with 38 points?
Sixth.
18th is the answer. Wes wins first ever Liverpool Rumours quiz.
Yes!
Well done, Wes. How did you not know that, Trissy? That's our lowest ever finish.
Guys, you know. I'm, what?
38
it's
points.
It's just the pressure. It's all pressure.
We finished in the lower division. How can that be our lowest?
I don't think we're... Finish? No, I mean, since we come up to top division, we've never gone down. Have we?
Yeah, we did. Shankly brought us up. He took over in Division 2.
Yeah, but we weren't in...
That was in the 60s. Oh.
Yeah, I know that, but was we in the top division before that?
Yeah, we won the league in 1900. We won the league in 1920s with Billy. You know, we won with Billy Liddle when we were Liverpool. We won the league in 1900 and 1901 season, and 1905, 06.
40 years of transition.
You haven't heard, God, you don't know the history.
I know the history. I know that we won 2 league titles during World War II, but they're discredited because of all the people away on duty.
Not counted, because he played with guest players.
Exactly. We've technically won the league 20 times, though. Technically. Yeah. Okay. So, Trissy, you are 0 for the quiz.
Loser.
Never mind. Right, that's... Next time. That was fun. Yeah, next time you'll have to play against your... do you want to talk about who you're trying to bring on as a guest? And that should take us up to the hour.
Yeah, well, I don't know whether he'll be allowed by his club. He's got to ask permission. He's a Charlton Athletic youth coach, anyway. Somebody asked me about Youth Academy. Someone wanted me to do an article on him, so I was talking to him about... And he's agreed to be... He'll do a interview for the site and that, anyway. But he's got to ask if he can do the podcast. Because obviously I want to get him to talk about ask him about John Joe Shelby and Joe Gomez and that.
Yeah, man.
And he's there.
So that's going to be good. Any other business? And think about it now, because as soon as we stop recording, you go, I was meant to.
Yeah, no,
every week.
I've taken notes of things that have happened and we've gone by. I can't be bothered to talk about them now.
So, yeah, I've taken a note, Joe. My notes is get revenge for taking the piss.
No. Who was that?
Oh, we will have to get you to introduce yourself one more time.
Yeah. That was Harry the second. It was Harry that put us up to it.
Yeah, blame Harry. Right, okay. I guess that's it then. Benny Baller's joke of the week.
Oh, yeah, he's got to do the intro.
You got to do the intro, mate. And this is where you say you don't listen to the podcast, like Harry.
Yeah. I don't know what you guys are talking about.
I've been practicing for a week beforehand when he knew he was coming on. Obviously, he was listening to it over and over again before he came on.
Going far away, Wes.
Okay. It's Benny Baller's joke of the week.
That went bad, was it?
He's not listened to it.
He's not listened to the actual jingle, but, you know.
That was a good one.
Yeah, I prefer that.
That was an attempt, okay?
I prefer that. Okay.
Now the joke's going to sound even worse.
You'll like this one. This one's a good one. Wes.
What?
In which state does the Mississippi River flow?
Mississippi?
Yep. In which state does the Mississippi River flow? Liquid.
Mississippi?
Liquid.
Oh,
liquid! That's good,
wasn't
it?
Is that a joke or just a play on words?
No, it's a joke. It was funny.
Is it?
It was hilarious. Sure.
What sort of couch?
I'm in stitches.
Which state? You're going to use that one later with the missus. Don't lie.
Definitely not. She'd slap me. She doesn't like water being a dragon. She likes fire.
Fire. I got another one, but it's to do with the Oscars. So it might divide a few people.
Okay, shoot.
No, I don't think we should.
I think you've tempted everybody now.
Yeah, no, it's probably best to leave them wanting more because your joke's crap, let's be honest.
Yeah, okay.
What are you trying
to say? Two is too many.
Blizzard kills 19 in USA. ISIS claim responsibility. ISIS, come on. Oh.
It's not getting any better, is it?
You know, as
you
in,
should have quit while you were only slightly behind.
As in ISIS, as in ICES, you know?
Yeah, I know. It's just crap.
Jokes
aren't getting any better, are they?
Don't worry. Don't worry. That's it. We'll sign off on that downbeat
note.
You
should have a week. That's what's taken so long, because he didn't want to do the podcast yesterday, you know. We were supposed to be recording this yesterday, but he had to take time to find a joke first. Joke, that was what held it up a day. Dude, he spent all day yesterday trying to Google one. He kept saying to me, can't do it yet, I haven't found one.
Why are you lying?
You know I'm right.
On our wedding night, my new bride said she'd give me a blowjob every day if I could prove I'd never been with anyone else. So I said, what's a blowjob?
Stop him there.
Where's like that one?
Please don't do any more.
Okay. No. We'll call it there. That's 56 minutes anyway. Right, just final point. Look out for the new cover photo on Facebook. Yeah, well, that's because Wes disappeared. I say look out for the new cover photo on Facebook because the brilliant artist Wes here has done a new one. So that's going to be brilliant.
It's pleasure.
Yeah.
Is it?
Well, the two photos we've already got are on there, but he's doing a new one where we're in Monday night live studio. So hopefully he's going to send me that after this. And then, yeah, I guess we'll look out to get the Charlton man on. As soon as we get confirmation he's got time, we'll do that. If not, I guess the next podcast will be after the West Ham game when we lose 3-0. Because that's what happens against West Ham. Any final words, boys?
Cheers for having me.
You're welcome. It's been a pleasure.
Pleasure. I've seen the picture. I'm still not convinced it's that much of a pleasure.
Okay. I'll beef you up a bit there.
Is that a bit too much beef? That's the problem.
Hang on, this is...
Just for you.
He's had too much beef. That's the problem.
It's too uncomfortably realistic. That's the problem.
Right. Thanks for listening and tune in for after the West Ham one. Thanks very much. Ta-ra.
Bye-bye.